Hello, Mama. I hope you are having an incredible day so far. Even if you just got out of bed and it's just begun, I hope that as you got up, you felt God's presence. And as your feet hit the floor, you were reminded of His goodness. And if that's not how you started your day, that's okay. I do think that's something we can practice, though. And the more that we practice that, the more it becomes natural. But truly, with God, every day is good. And that's what we're here to really get to, is how to live that life where you see that and you believe that and you're not just stuck in the hard and the bad and the negative, because those things are going to be there, but we have a choice where to fix our eyes. And so really a lot of healing, what we're aiming towards is to be able to rest in God's goodness, even amidst the chaos, even amidst the heartbreak, even amidst the really, really tough stuff that we're walking through. So today we are diving into that more. I hope you've been enjoying this series on suffering. And, you know, we talked about how suffering can be a number of things. It doesn't have to be a big, massive thing. It can be a season of motherhood where you're exhausted and you're not sleeping enough and you feel like you're constantly trying to figure out what the best way to do things are, because that's, I feel like that's motherhood in a nutshell, is decide on what the best way is. And I think our culture makes that really hard. That is a different topic, though. However, you know, it can be just a bunch of little things stacked up, or it can be big things, trauma and heartbreak and all the big stuff. So wherever you find yourself, if you are experiencing some level of suffering, this is for you. Really, I think this is for anyone that's a mom, really anyone that's a human, because we're going to experience this throughout our lives. And really, even in a good season, there's going to be days of suffering. So I hope this encourages you. Today, we're going to talk about how to actually feel it. So many of us, you know, have a hard time letting in those feelings, the feelings of suffering, the feelings of sadness, the feelings of anger even. And we just kind of want to run from it and hide it. We've talked about minimizing and shoving it away. And today we're going to talk about what it looks like to actually feel it, but not let it overtake you, not let it cause you to fall into a victim mindset, but how to like do this season where you're in the middle of it and you're actually processing it and letting in the feelings that you need to process. So I'm really proud of myself. I have 4 E's for you today. These 4 steps that all start with E are going to help you figure out what it looks like to actually feel the feelings in a season of suffering. So let's do this. Welcome to the Morning Mama Podcast, where it is time to wake up to the life you were created for. Come join me on a journey to heal from your past, craft a healthy, joy-filled life, and discover the gifts and passions inside of you that the world needs. Hi, I'm Brittany, a former marriage and family therapist who is ready to help you grab hold of your courage, step out in faith, and discover that your life can become more than you ever dreamed possible. This is Morning Mama, a place for you to throw off all that has been holding you back and run into true freedom. Mom, I'm so excited to jump in. And before I do, I have to take a minute and invite you. If you are in a season of suffering and you know that you can't do this alone, which none of us can, but you want some people in the journey with you, you want some people to help hold you accountable to healing in the right ways and actually working towards that healing and to gain some insight to understand yourself and understand even like what you're aiming for. Because sometimes like our pain and our wounds are so layered and confusing that we don't even know where to begin to heal them. And so I have a program that makes that really simple. I teach you and have a very simple map of how to understand your pain. And it gives you this beautiful, well, painful, but beautiful filter to see every situation and understand what you're feeling and why you're doing what you're doing. And then It gives you the four simple steps to walk out of that, to change your brain, change the way you think, change your actions, change your relationships, all in four simple steps. And so I walk you through that whole process, and you do it in community with other women that are also on this journey. And it's just some of the my favorite time that I get to spend in my week. So that is the Healed Mama Academy, is what I was just referring to. It is a year-long group coaching program for moms that are ready to do the work to heal, and that you're ready to invite God into that process, change your brain, and know the steps to actually doing that. And I would love to get my eyes into your world. We have weekly group coaching, and then you work through a workbook and video content at your own pace. And yeah, I just love getting to know you and your story. So come apply right now at morningmama.co. That's morningmama.co. And I would love to see you over there and learn your story and get to just help you take that next step that I know God's calling you to, that you just might not know how to get there. So I hope you'll come and join me, but we're going to dive in into our four E's. I just love it. I'm so proud of myself. Okay. So our four E's, number one is to embrace it. So we're talking about how to feel the feels. So what I mean by embrace it is just, first of all, to see this season as a season of suffering, to be able to name it and recognize it as such. And I know that can feel like counterproductive, because like we want to get to the good, we want to get to the happy, we want to get out of the pain, we want to get to the healing, which is all good. However, if we are really in the midst of a hard season and we're just trying to look for that good, then we're going to feel discouraged when the bad comes. And every time the negative comes, it's going to beat us down. It's going to knock us down again, because it's almost like we're not expecting it, right? We're trying to just look for all the good things, which is important. We do need to look for the good. But if we're not anticipating any of the bad feelings, any of the hard moments, then it's going to take us by surprise every time. And it's going to knock us off our feet. And so there's this beauty that happens when we can just accept the reality of the situation, whether, again, that's a big situation like grieving the loss of someone, whether that is a bunch of little things like in motherhood, and kind of recognizing, now, you know, we've got to be careful here. We don't want to say like all of motherhood is just about suffering. I don't believe that's true. I believe, you know, God gives it to us as a gift. However, I do think when we don't talk about the hard stuff and we just say, well, yeah, motherhood is amazing and great and it's the best gift and it's answered prayer and it's, you know, so wonderful, right? Like we feel guilty then when we have the negative feelings, and we feel like something's wrong with us when we don't love it. And we feel like maybe we're not doing a good job if it's hard. And so I think I have begun to just kind of recognize motherhood as part of what motherhood is, not all of it, but part of what it is like a long season of suffering. And that suffering kind of changes, you know, depending on the ages, when they're newborns, right? You're sleep deprived and trying to breastfeed, if that's you, or just feeding them around the clock with whatever form of feeding you give them. And, you know, like that, there is inherent suffering in that, right? Like you're sleep deprived, there's a loss of freedom. I was just talking to a new mom yesterday. And, you know, we're talking about this loss of freedom that you have when you become a mom that is just so shocking that it literally like rips the ground. She had this really great analogy where it just rips the ground from underneath you, and you're like, your feet aren't planted on anything. And you're like, wait a minute, what just happened to my life? And while I think, you know, unless you're a brand new mom, maybe you're experiencing that. But for the rest of us that have been going through this for a little bit, right, we don't have that shock left. But that reality is still here, right? That loss of freedom, where every moment of our day, we have to either be with our kids or there has to be someone taking care of them. And that's just different, right? Than when you're single or when your kids are grown up, it's a different experience. And so there is some suffering that comes with that. That freedom is ripped away from us. And so I think to me, God has just been speaking to me about being able to see like that there's this inherent suffering that comes along with being a mom. And when our kids get older, it's about watching them struggle through their own challenges, which brings joy as you watch them overcome it. But it also brings heartbreak as you watch them fail or make mistakes or have other people hurt them, right? And so there's just this inherent suffering that comes with being a mother. And so if you can recognize that and kind of call it out for what it is and embrace that in a way, it's going to help you take, one, not get knocked off your feet, and two, just take ownership for that so that you can better process that. Because we can't process something if we're rejecting it, right? If we're just saying, no, I'm not in pain. No, I'm fine. No, this is all good. And we're not letting ourselves see it. There's no way to actually process those negative feelings. And so we have to be able to accept it first in order to work through it. And so that just kind of comes as a part of this that is super necessary. And yeah, accepting it just gives yourself, helps you accept this reality of the situation and gives yourself space to walk through it instead of just rushing out of it, right? You're accepting this is the reality, which is a hard pill to swallow sometimes. But as we accept that reality, it's going to give us that space to just be, and we're going to talk about more what that looks like. But you know, if we don't accept the reality of the season, then we're going to try and rush through the pain. We're going to, even if we let ourselves feel it for a second, we are going to then just try and be like, okay, well, I'm done. It's checked off. We're good, right? Until another moment comes slamming us down. So accepting the season so we don't rush out of it. And I shared kind of in previous episodes about how God had just kind of spoken to me that the season I'm in is a season of famine. And that was so freeing for me to accept, because before I just felt discouraged of like, what am I doing wrong? Like, why does everything feel like it's not working well? Why does everything feel hard? And it was so discouraging until God gave me that word. And then I was like, oh, it's just the season. Like, that's okay. Like, there's just so much freedom and relief from it. Like, I'm not just failing. Like, this is just the season, and it's, the season needs to bring these things. That's part of what God's calling me to in this season. You know, another thing to think through with embracing it is that healing work has to be done at some point. So unfortunately, we can't circumvent healing work. It has to happen at some point. And if we don't do it, right? If we avoid it, we've avoided it in the past. If we try and avoid it now, that pain and the wounds and the things we haven't processed are going to continue to affect us until we do the healing. And sometimes we can shove it away and it feels like it's not affecting us, but it will be. And you might not even understand that. It's going to, even if you don't see it popping up, you know, in physical symptoms or anxiety or anger, it will affect your, it will limit you. If you are not doing that healing, you're not able to recognize the lies that you're believing and the limiting factors you have on your life. And you're going to be stuck at that level because you're not actually recognizing what needs to be done in order to really walk into the next level of freedom that God has for you. Because like, he calls us to freedom and he has freedom waiting for us. But I do think it's like, we're always like working on the next level of freedom. Like that's what life is kind of just working through that. Now I do think there's big moments of breakthrough and there's big seasons of healing where it's like big things are thrown off. And so not every next level of healing is going to bring those big things and those big moments of freedom. But I do think all of our life, we're just, if we're doing it right, we're just accessing a new level of freedom, getting more victory over lies, getting more victory over wounds. And that's what this process of healing looks like. So when we're able to recognize the season, we're able to recognize that we need to do this healing work and accept that, except that there is this work that needs to be done. And I do think it just, when we kind of call it out as this is the season, we embrace it, it prepares our mindset to really have our feet planted in this season. And again, not being pulled out to like, oh, I want to be in the hopeful part of things. I want to be in the dreaming side of things. I want to be in the building side of things. Like, no, this you know, replanting our feet and like, no, this is a season of healing. This is a season of famine. This is a season of suffering, like whatever kind of God leads you to call it. I think that is important work to be done. Now, again, it might not be a whole season. So I think, you know, this can be used in like a more simplistic or shorter term capacity as well. You know, maybe it is a day or a week of suffering and to also embrace it. Like when that suffering comes, to be able to recognize that and embrace it as it is. Okay. Number two, second E is extend grace to yourself. Man, this is a big one for moms. I know we should probably do more episodes on this because, you know, the stories I hear from moms about how hard they are on themselves, like, is just heartbreaking. You know, we try and pour everything that we have out, and yet we beat ourselves up about what we pour out, which is a whole nother topic. It's related to this, but you know, that's a episode for another time. I think I have a whole episode on that really in the early days, like episode 5 or something like that. And I'll have to do another one soon, but in the context of what we're talking about here, in a season of suffering, you probably are not going to be as productive and on top of things as normal. So when you're truly going through a season of suffering, right, whether it's the big things or even in motherhood for that matter, because there's a lot of limitations that come with having young kids or, you know, whatever stage you're at, like there are limitations that comes with it. And so you've got to be able to view yourself through that lens of grace with the reality of what you're walking through. If you are just going to try and muscle through and keep up your normal pace and keep up your normal output, even though you've just lost someone close to you, or even though you've just received a diagnosis, you know, whatever, like it's going to end up harming you. It's not going to allow you the space that you need to be able to heal. Right? You're just going to be stuck really in your pain cycle. If you heard me talk about that, that's what we talk about in the academy. And that pain cycle is that you're going to, you know, a lot of us, when we feel pain, one of the ways we cope with it is to perform, to try and like prove ourselves, to try and look like we have it all together. And the thing is about that kind of coping is it looks shiny a lot of times. It looks like we are doing well. Like we might fool a lot of people, sometimes even ourselves, because it looks like things are going well. We're productive. We have things in order. You know, you name what that looks like. But underneath it, like we're crumbling. We're doing it not from a place of peace and of confidence in who God made us. We're doing it out of this need to perform. We're trying to prove our worth through our actions, through what we're doing, through our output. And that is going to only keep us in a cycle of pain and going to limit us from really experiencing what God has for us in this season. Because you know, a season of suffering, it does need to include a slowing down. If God's calling you to a season of suffering and you're not allowing the suffering to do its work in you, you're missing out on all of the fruit that God wants to bear inside of you. And so, you know, part of embracing that suffering is slowing down so you can feel, so you can look at things. And we're going to talk more about what that looks like exactly. But if we don't slow down, then we're not going to be able to allow God to do his work in us. Because if you are in a season of suffering, it means that God has called you to that. Now, he's not caused that, but he has allowed it, and he's allowed it for a reason. He wants to redeem, right, the brokenness in this world that is essentially causing the pain, and he wants to use it for your good. And so he's calling you to this season of suffering. And so when we don't embrace that and recognize it and slow down, we are missing out on the calling he has for us and not fulfilling that. Because, you know, maybe this season you are called in this suffering to slow down. And if you don't do that, then you're going to carry on this suffering into the next season, right? You're not going to get what you need from this season to prepare you for the next season. And so then that next season, you know, if it even comes, you're not going to be ready for it. You're not going to be ready to reap the fullness of it because you didn't slow down now. So part of what this season is about is to prepare you for what's ahead, to shed off the layers of sin, to build strength in you, to help you cling to God and remove idols that maybe, you know, even the conversation I was telling you about with someone, a new mom, and she was talking about this floor that has been taken out from underneath her. And as through our conversation, she realized that, you know, this false floor that she had was her performance. It was her output. It was her serving others and being amazing and all of these things. And she realized that her stability, her worth, her identity, everything was resting on that. And so when she's in this season of being a new mom and all she's doing is taking care of this baby, right? Which it's not like not all she's doing, but it feels like that, right? Meaning like it's a lot, but it doesn't feel like a lot, right? It doesn't have that sparkly glamour as maybe some of the other things she was doing. And in that, she realized like that she had based her foundation on all of the wrong things. And so like maybe that's what God wants to do in this season, is to strip you of those idols, to strip you of that false foundation that is not leading you to a place where you're fully trusting and reliant on God. And so if you miss that, if you don't slow down, then you're missing that work he wants to do in you, which is going to then like send you, right? He takes us from glory to glory. He's going to use that to take you to the next space of glory. And yeah, so if you don't slow down, also just practically, there's just not that space to heal. I was talking about Lisa Turkhurst, her book, It's Not Supposed to Be This Way. And she talks about in these seasons of suffering, making sure we have tan feet. Or she talked about how she had tan feet. And essentially what she was talking about is that she had a friend ask her, like, why are your feet so tan? And she talked about how she realized like she was, you know, in a space where her shoes were off long enough and in the sun long enough, because she had slowed down her life to do healing work. And that's what we need to do, is to have those tan feet in these seasons so that we can really slow down and see what God wants to do in us and let him work in us, let him heal us, let him have everything, give us everything we need to really get to that next season. And another thing to think through is that if it is a deficit of time and energy and resources, then recognize that that will affect your output in this season, and that is normal, and that you need to do that. So again, looking at like if it's just that general season of suffering, kind of the long suffering of motherhood, and you're lacking time, you're lacking energy, you're lacking resources, like that needs to affect your output. If you are trying to perform as much as you did before your children, that is not reasonable, not healthy, probably. You know, I mean, maybe there's certain contexts where that might work, but especially if you do not have your kids in school or childcare full time, then that's just not how things should be. And if you're going to kill yourself trying to do that, so you need to recognize that. And then, you know, in this extending grace to yourself, you need to make time to just be, like, extend grace to yourself in that, like, you don't need to be doing all of the time. You don't need to be cleaning and helping and performing and, you know, you name it. You actually need to, in this season, make time to just sit. I literally have a chair in my house where, like, when I know I just need to spend some time with God, do some healing work, I go and I just sit. And you need a space like that. And in that space, you need to cry, you need to pray, maybe you need to take a nap, maybe you need to read, maybe you need to journal. We're going to, again, talk about some more of those practicals. But you need to give up anything that can be set aside for that season and let every feeling come. And that space, that chair, if you will, I call it my healing chair, that healing chair that you need to have. That is, especially if it's one of those big things in your life, those big traumas, those big moments, you need to make sure you're spending time in that chair and doing nothing else, right? And I know sometimes we have to do the practicals of like making the meals and all of that. And so again, whatever you need to do, you need to do. But anything that can be set aside for that season, set it aside. Like, do you have to finish that project, right? Obviously, if you're working for someone, you're employed, that might be. But, you know, I'm self-employed. So, like, do I have to finish that project right now? I wanted to. I had this goal in mind, okay? But is it absolutely necessary right now? And everything you're doing, ask yourself that. Is this absolutely necessary? Is this leading to my healing or distracting me from it? And you have to be able to make time to do that. And then here, we're going to talk next about like, okay, you have your healing chair. Great. We're going to go do these things in the chair. What do we do when we get there? So first thing, and this is number three of the E's, is enlarge the feelings, which I know for a lot of us, like, doesn't feel great. And what I mean by enlarging is like zooming in, right? Like you're really sitting in the feelings and you're looking at the feelings and you're letting them, like, you're thinking about them and feeling them in your body and just staying there instead of running away and trying to escape them. And so whatever those feelings are, whether it's anger, whether it's sadness, even fear, and we're going to talk more about each of these kind of basic emotions, because obviously fear is not from God. However, we've got to recognize the fear. We've got to explore the fear. And so whatever it is, we've got to slow down and enlarge these feelings to really like zoom in and see, okay, what are these feelings made of? Where are they coming from? What thoughts come with them? Where am I feeling it in my body? What is this about? Like, really, what is it about, right? Because we can feel a sadness, but it can be about so many different kinds of things. And if we're just like recognizing, well, I'm just sad. Okay. Well, you know, say you're grieving a loss of someone. Are you sad because you are missing them? Are you sad because, you know, they're not like practically there to talk with, right? And that sounds very similar, but like there can be these small nuances when it's really like the thing we are walking through, and it's to uncover the layers of that is what helps us process that. Like, what are the layers of it? Like, I remember when I had my miscarriage and there were so many layers of grief that I went through, right? Of course, first it's just this baby that I had begun to imagine and be excited for and begin to think about what this baby would be like and anticipate holding this baby, right? And so there's grief in losing that child that I had imagined. But then there was also grief about like, oh, I'm not pregnant anymore. Like it's such a special time and I need to put my maternity clothes away. And like, I don't have kind of this special label on me anymore. Like that's been stripped of me. And so that was a different kind of grief, right? I grieved the time that I had lost, right? I was 12 weeks when I had my miscarriage. And so that time of going through the first trimester and all of the exhaustion and all of the nausea and just frustration of like, that time is now lost. Like I didn't even get to all the suffering that I went through didn't bear the fruit of the baby. It did bear fruit inside of me because God doesn't waste any kind of suffering, but it was grieving the loss of that time, you know? So there's so many layers to grief. And then, you know, this doesn't just apply to grief, which by the way, grief can be for anything. It can be, you know, I was talking again with this new mom and we were talking about grieving her old life. Like there is a grief in losing that part of your life where you had that freedom, where you and your husband just got to be together without kids. You need to spend time grieving that, right? There's grieving, you know, even changing seasons. And, you know, maybe there's good things ahead, but you're still grieving what was before. And so grief can apply to any number of things, but you need to slow down and let yourself feel it and think about it to get to the place of recognizing why are you sad? What layer is this? What specifically is it coming from? Because in order to really work through this, work through the suffering, let it yield the fruit, let it process and heal, we have to look at each part of it. Because the parts that we don't let ourselves understand, those are the parts that get stuck with us. Those are the parts that build up lies inside of us. Those are the parts where we can't move on. And so we've got to piece it apart no matter how long it takes. I know it can feel like wasted time. It can feel like pointless to sit in that space. But let me tell you, it is absolutely not pointless. It is yielding a beautiful fruit and it is helping you not be stuck in those things. So you've got to shift your thinking to when you're sitting in that healing chair and you're letting yourself go through all of these things to recognize this is productive. It doesn't, I'm not going to be able to show anything to someone afterwards about what I just accomplished, but this is productive. In fact, it's more productive than probably most of what you do in a day, right? I mean, we need to feed our children. We need to clean the house, but the house is going to get dirty again. The kids are going to get hungry again. And that's beautiful, great work. But this work, it is lasting because you're creating healing and space inside of your soul and your body that is needed to show up to be the best daughter of the king you can be, to be the best wife you can be, to be the best mother you can be. And so like this is the most productive work that there is. And so you've really, in order to let yourself go there, you've really got to shift your thinking around this. But I'm going to stop here. We're going to finish this in the next episode and we're going to talk through more about sadness and how to kind of think through that through the lens of God, as well as anger and anxiety and fear. And then we'll go through to our final E as well. and I just hope that as you are wrapping this up, that you will find a moment in your day today to just go like figure out what your healing spot is. Where's your healing chair? And go sit in it and surrender it to God and do this process I was talking about in whatever form that makes the most sense to you. Maybe it's praying out loud when no one's around. Maybe it's journaling, right? Maybe it is doing it through worship and just sometimes like I think like having worship music on and even singing it, God just brings me thoughts and images and helps me process things. So maybe it's coloring and like abstract, just letting yourself, your hand go with like, I'm just going to draw what I'm feeling. And letting yourself just kind of get that out of your body. And it doesn't have to look like anything special. It's just getting it out. And so maybe it's that, like whatever it takes for you to process. Maybe it's doodling. And as you're doodling, you're thinking through, you know, what am I feeling? What's going on? So we'll talk through more of that in the next episode. But let me just pray for you. God, I just pray for each of these mamas that are walking through a season of suffering. God, I pray you would just be so close to them right now. I pray you would comfort them. God, you are the God of comfort, Lord. And so I just pray you would bring your peace and your warm blanket of presence to them, God, so they would know they're not alone, God, and they would just feel you so even just physically close to them, Lord. And I just pray, God, as they're trying to wade through this season of suffering well and trying to look at the areas that are hard and painful to look at, God, I pray you would give them your strength. I pray that you would, God, we know you're so gentle. And so I pray, God, that you would just protect this process, God, that you would help them to only have the thoughts and feelings they're ready for, God, and you would just kind of ease them into it as we would ease into a cold pool, God. I pray that you would just guide that process and protect them in the midst of it, Lord. And I just pray, God, you would just do your healing work, God, and you would just bear the most beautiful fruit imaginable from this work that they are doing in this season, God. We thank you that you're not going to leave us here, Lord, but you're bringing us to a new land, Lord. And so I just pray also just for hope sprinkled in throughout the process, God, that they would never lose sight of that hope, God, that we cling to, Lord. God, we thank you for your goodness that we can always stand firm on no matter what is happening around us, Lord. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Love you, Mama. If you found hope and inspiration in today's episode, then hit subscribe. Make sure you don't miss a moment on this journey of healing. Want to help more mamas enter into the hope and freedom you have found? Please take a moment to leave a review. This helps so much to get Morning Mama seen so that more mamas can find this space. Lastly, please come say hi in our Facebook group, Morning Mama Collective. I would love to meet you and learn your story. Let me know where you're getting stuck in your healing journey so that you can help inspire more episodes. I am so grateful for you, Mama, and I cannot wait to see all that God has in store for you.